With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The White House is insisting that toppling the Iranian government was not the objective of this weekend's military airstrikes against three nuclear facilities. However, President Trump raised the possibility in a social media post last night. Today, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt explained that the president was simply raising a question that many people are asking.
If the Iranian regime refuses to give up their nuclear program or engage in talks, we just took out their nuclear program on Saturday night, as you all know. But if they refuse to engage in diplomacy moving forward, why shouldn't the Iranian people rise up against this brutal terrorist regime?
With oil prices surging after the U.S. military action, the president is urging oil producers to pump more oil. He wrote online, "Everyone, keep oil prices down," and "Drill, baby, drill." President Trump already had Republicans scrambling to get their big, beautiful bill to his desk by next week, and now Congress is grappling with the aftermath of airstrikes on Iran.
The issue could come to a head with a vote as soon as this week. Democrat Senator Tim Kaine's resolution requiring congressional approval for military action in Iran expires Friday, but is expected to be on the floor sooner, with the mega bill set to fill the back half of the week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing to move up the vote. He's urging his party's support of the measure, but Democrats expect to lose the vote of Senator John Fetterman. On the GOP side, all eyes are on Senators Rand Paul and Lisa Murkowski, who said Sunday on X that Congress alone has the power to authorize war. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Police say a man who opened fire outside a Michigan church yesterday had attended services there a couple of times, and his mother is a member. He was a 31-year-old man. He was struck by a vehicle and then fatally shot by church security staff at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne, Michigan. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a Canadian church taking extreme measures.
A formidable black chain-link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Italian city of Matera will double as Jerusalem in the sixth season of the hit show The Chosen. The cast and crew of the biblical series traded their Texas studio for 3 weeks in Italy, during which the crucifixion of Christ was filmed. Matera also provided the setting for such movies as The Passion of the Christ and Mary Magdalene. Season 5 of The Chosen will stream beginning in September. Season 6 will air next year. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
A new poll shows American support for green energy tax credits and renewable energies like wind and solar power has decreased in recent years, driven by a softening in support from Democrats and independents. It's an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll. Tesla launching a test run of driverless robo-taxis in Austin, Texas. From a business standpoint, the bar is high. Tesla rival Waymo already operates driverless taxis in several cities and will not give up market share easily. Still, Elon Musk vows to eventually corner almost the entire self-driving taxi market. Fred Smith has died. This Fred Smith revolutionized the express delivery industry when he founded FedEx back in 1973. The Yale alum and Marine Corps veteran was 80 years old. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.